I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America, a different kind of show. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all those apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio, Gals and Guys, You Stay Healthy, radio stations, including KSHP 1400 in Las Vegas. Mark Mancini, the world's worst sports handicapper, is off this evening. Art Source, Galaxy Sports, is with us. Mike Richmond, author, George Allen, A Football Life, will have Mike on. So much to talk about, but Fred's angry. Fred's upset. Fred can't believe it. Sports Illustrated votes. Neon Deion Sanders, Prime, Sports Person of the Year. When did they vote? They opened 3-0 and they ended up 4-8. What's going on? Worse than their record, the Colorado Buffaloes, the fact that between 50 and 70 kids who were playing last year left the program, were pushed out in most cases by Prime. Who the heck is he? He was a great athlete. Fine. Hasn't proven anything as a coach, except that he's mean, self-centered. Fred's slightly upset. You could email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. What do you think? Those kids have their choice of going to school. They choose Colorado. Maybe they play well last year. New coach comes in and basically wants his own guys. Well, if you're not 19, 20, 21, you have set your life on the fact that Colorado's going to work out. I don't understand how Sports Illustrated can vote him. I don't know who could, you know, who you could vote for, but certainly not Prime Deion Sanders. Elsewhere in sports, again, local radio sports is going by the wayside. 680 KNBR up in San Francisco, dropping sports at night. And the real negative about that, well, they're not going to just drop sports at night. They're going to pick up a syndicated show. But that show that they had for years acted sort of like the Giants pregame show when they played on the West Coast or at home. Well, it's gone by the wayside. They're trying to save bucks. KNBR, I grew up in Los Angeles, and I'm sure Art will talk about this later. He grew up in Los Angeles. We used to listen to KNBR 680, 810 KGO, 740 KCBS in San Francisco. And now 680 is gone by the wayside. I worked for KNBR. I filled in for Rick Berry a few times in the 90s. Great station. No more local sports at night. Nonsensical. Back with a lot of sense on Sports Overnight America right after this.
This year, Staples wants everyone to have a happy holla deal. That's right, holla deal. Staples holla deals are amazing savings on hot holiday tech. Great prices on laptops, game systems, earbuds, and more. And now at Staples, you can save up to $350 on select PCs. During Staples holla deals, it's not about the fa-la-la. It's about saving moo-la-la. Save up to $350 on select PCs today at Staples. Ends 12/23. In-store only. See associate for details.
Wendy's Peppermint Frosty and Frosty Cream Cold Brew make the perfect gift for anyone in your life. Especially for you. Yeah, this year you're sitting on your own lap and getting yourself what you want. Finally. And now every day this season, unlock 20% off your total when you get any small, medium, or large Frosty in the Wendy's app. So order something from your own wish list this year.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's with app offer and registration. Applies to menu items only. Taxes and fees excluded.
People who come to Cricut stay with Cricut. Just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricut phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricut.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricut on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricut 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
Hey, everybody, it's Sports Overnight America. I am Fred. You email us at sportsfred@aol.com. Mark Mancini's off this evening, but Art Sirch certainly is not. Former kicker for the Trojans of USC and the Rams, and of course, he runs Galaxy Sports out of Pennsylvania. Later, Mike Richmond. The book is George Allen, A Football Life, and it's interesting tidbits that even people that sort of knew George we'll know more if you read George Allen, A Football Life, Mike Richmond. He'll be with us later. But first of all, you heard the opening. I'm upset. There's no way on earth that Prime, Neon Deion, 4-8 Colorado, should be voted Sports Illustrated Sportsman of the Year. Art, I don't know who you'd vote for, but I would never vote for this guy. Your comments.
Well, you know, I'm not a real big fan of SI and their shenanigans lately, you know, with artificial intelligence induced articles being written by phony people. And now this comes out, and we know how Sports Illustrated was so big in our growing up, and you know, and we used to get it every week, and we were, you know, waiting baitedly to get it. And now, you know, you get it once a month, and basically everything's 3 weeks old. So I guess they're going down the way of all the other publications, Fred. They've really lost their tether. You know, and Deion has made a special impact on college football. He made the University of Colorado millions and millions of dollars with jersey sales and all this stuff. But like you said in the opening, Fred, to take 87 of the 90 kids or 87 of the 100 kids and basically ship them out and bring in your own through the portal, you know, I just don't know if that's the right way to handle it. You know, I know he has a 5-year contract. To really get rid of those kids saying that they're not good enough to play, and whether they were or not, shouldn't they be tested at least in spring football to see if they can play? He didn't even give them that opportunity. He came right out of the chute, right in the first press conference, and basically said, 85 of you guys are not going to be here. I mean, really? I know coaches want to bring their own guys in, but that just seemed a little harsh to me. But looking at the big picture, you know, college football right now, there's a lot of problems going on, Fred. You know, we're going to be going into this new world where you're going to have Stanford and Cal in the ACC, Oregon, Washington, USC, UCLA in the big 10 plus 8. You know, you've got the Big 12 now with Arizona State, Utah, and Colorado. We're going to find out what's really going on, because it seems to me like the tail is wagging the dog. And I just don't know if the people are going to be ready for all these changes in college football. The one thing I am excited about, and it's really sad that, you know, this is the final year of the Pac-12, is that there are going to be 12 teams in the National Championship College Playoff. I think that's a marvelous move. I wish it would have happened this year because you'd have some really great teams. There's eight teams right now that are deserving of some sort of a bid to play for the national championship, in my opinion. And you're only going to wind up with four. And I was wondering what your thoughts were on that, Fred.
Yeah, I think they could go from four to 12. I think that's fine. But Coach Rule in Nebraska indicated something, and we've talked about this all the time. He said, if you want a quarterback through the transfer portal, you have to come up with $1 million to $1.5 million. Talk about that.
That's ridiculous. I read that article too, Fred. And now I'm hearing rumors that Caleb Williams, last year's Heisman Trophy winner, might be staying at USC because he's got a couple of sponsors to go along with Wendy's and all these other ones he has. And maybe he'll have to take a pay cut to go to the NFL and play for a team he doesn't want to play for. So there's another concept. I mean, that's just, you know, and I look at it and I'm wondering at a certain point of time, you know, you let the genie out of the bottle, you let the horses out of the barn. How do you get this back to a reality situation? And I don't mind kids making a couple hundred grand. You know, if you're a Heisman Trophy candidate, maybe you can make $1 million. But like we've talked about, Fred, there's that one offensive tackle on the left side who's, you know, maybe making 30 or 40,000 and his, you know, mom might have breast cancer or something and he needs money. And one of these unsavory gamblers comes up to him and says, hey guys, you know, if you let the guy go around the corner a couple times and get some sacks, you know, we'll make sure your mother's health is going to be okay. What do you do in that situation?
I said it's going to be like the CCNY gambling situation in the 50s in basketball. There's no question about it. That's why Mark Emmert is out as the former head of the NCAA. And as you said, you can't put the genie back in. We are basically screwed by the NCAA. But one question. And I said this on this show after UCLA's third game. There's no way Dante Moore is staying. Now we know he's in the transfer portal. They kept Chipper and Moore's out. Who would you have?
Would have done it the other way around. I mean, to see UCLA team.
You know, what are they thinking? I mean, what, you know.
Are they thinking, you know, Fred? Martin Jarman, I mean, to me, his lack of his inaction is speaking volumes. I look at it very simply. The same team that played USC, the way they played USC, comes out 1 week later, and I believe they get beat by 28 points by Cal. They score one touchdown. And I mean, you know, and I've been saying this for a few years. The athletes of today, you can't tell if they're going to come out and be world beaters or if they're going to come out and not even care. And, I mean, that's coaching. If you like, when we talked to, you know, Mike Richmond later on about George Allen would have never let that happen. You were involved. I mean, he made sure that you were paying attention, his eye for detail. And see, that's what I think separates great coaches from good coaches. That real eye for detail. I look at Bill Walsh.
I think we have lost Artie here, so I will continue conversing right here on Sports Overnight America. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. There is so much to talk about. I think Art's back now. We had lost you for a few seconds. Now you're back.
I must have got a little excited there.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. We've got about 3 minutes before the break. Bronny James, the doctor said he can play basketball at USC. As I've indicated on this show and in life, you can always find a doctor to take your side if you look long enough and hard enough. For example, I have lumbar stenosis. I can hardly walk, okay? Surgery, doctors will tell you. Then I find a doctor who said, well, it's not exactly that kind of surgery. It's lessened. Then I get shots in my back by another doctor who can cure my lumbar stenosis. Finally, I find a doctor who gave me this thing I put around my spine once a day for 2 hours. That's supposed to cure my lumbar stenosis. Point is, you can find a doctor at any point. All I look back at is Hank Gathers, Loyola, 30 plus years ago, falling on the ground and never waking up. Your comments about Bronny James, we talked about this before, but it's going to come. Well, it's here.
You know, what scares me, Fred, more than anything is it's only 127 days since he had the major heart attack. Okay. What is the rush? I mean, you know, he's been cleared by a doctor and we understand how that works. You know, the USC coach, Andy Enfield, really wants this kid to play. His dad wants him to play. But at a certain point in time, shouldn't he be brought in at a slow pace where you maybe start practicing with the team a little bit? We'll monitor him, let him, you know, work his way into maybe a 10 minutes of a 40-minute college game, then 12 minutes. I think it's incumbent for somebody to be the adult in the room and say, look, if we can make this work over a period of the next 3 or 4 years, I think it could work. But to just come back and say, you're ready to go, here's the ball, let's run up and down the court, that really scares me at all levels. And, I mean, it's not like he's in a situation where he needs the money. Okay, his father, with all the business acumen that he has with his partners and Fenway and all these different groups, these capital groups, his dad is worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Bronny has a future in sports management, probably owning a team someday based on what we know. Is it that incumbent on him playing basketball this year? Shouldn't he like work himself into a position where there's no doubts that his body is back completely? That's all I'm saying. Err on the side of caution.
100%. We'll come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, along with Art Source of Galaxy Sports in Pennsylvania. Usually we play Barron's sports trivia with Art and Mark. Mark's not with us this evening, but we'll throw a couple of questions to Artie because I think they might be a little interesting. But to do this at his age, 126 years old, Art must take certain medicinal legal methods to stay up all night. What do you tell? Well, Prevagen is very expensive, Art.
Oh, it's so expensive. I only take that every other day because it gets a little pricey at $55 for 30. But I found this Promax made by Focus Factor. It's a nootropic, has pretty much the same ingredients at a third the price. So that's my new go-to because we're up late. I also like Awaken. That's a good one to keep me going. But, you know, at my age, at 126, I have to really be careful. So I need to keep everything lubricated well. And we'll see how I do on these tough questions from you, Fred.
All right. Only player in baseball history, get this now, with an RBI in the Little League World Series, the College World Series, and the Major League World Series. Only player in baseball history with an RBI in Little League World Series, the College World Series, and the Major League Baseball World Series. And I will even tell you that in the World Series, it was the Mets. He played for the Mets.
Yeah, I can't think of his name, but he was the third baseman for the New York Mets. He played for Tom's River in Little League Baseball. I can't remember his name, but I know that's who it is.
So the answer I have here is Michael Conforto is an outfielder now with the Giants.
Oh, it is Michael Conforto, huh? I thought it was the power hitting third baseman for the Mets. Weird situation, Fred. Michael Conforto had some great years for the Mets, and they just had a falling out, and all of a sudden he winds up with the Giants. And how did he do this year? Did he do pretty well this year?
I think he hit 15 home runs, something like that.
Yeah.
But speaking
That's
about that.
That's a great question, though.
Speaking about that, I listen to WFAN, and this week they're talking about the Pete Alonso. He might not come back. Well, what do you think? First baseman's going to 40 to 50 home runs, and certainly Steve Cohen's got more money than anybody. Why wouldn't he come back?
Seems to be something going on there. I know they just got Severiano, the pitcher from the Yankees. There's some sort of something going on in New York with the Mets. I mean, I just don't think they're all on the same page. It'll be interesting to see, but I will tell you this. I look at right now the Mets are kind of out of the Shohei Ohtani deal, which I didn't think would be possible. Now they're talking about the Cubs. The Red Sox kind of don't have the money for it now. The Dodgers stepping up. They really want Ohtani, and they need Ohtani. You know, I mean, it's not going to help their pitching this year, but down the line it could really help them. They do need the left-handed bat. You know, I'm here in Seattle again, and we've been talking about Seattle. And Seattle's looking at Blake Snell, who's, I guess, a native of Seattle, and Ohtani. I don't know where they come up with the money to go after both those guys because – that's going to be close to $750 million. It's amazing what these teams are doing.
I want to throw this out. I had this dream. You ready for this?
I like it.
Cody Bellinger and his family very upset with the Dodgers. Hits 307 last year with 27 home runs and a lot of stolen bases and
comeback player of the year.
Comeback player of the year, best center fielder you're going to find, good, very good first baseman. Here's my thought. To get back at the Dodgers, he signs with the Angels. Your thoughts?
I would love that. Absolutely. But, you know, that would probably be the worst thing he could ever do for his career. I hate to say it, but there's some sort of a hex over my California Angels, my Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim, whatever their new name is this year. But, wow. You know, that ball club is very interesting. I mean, I just don't know what to tell you about that. Fred, that would be good, though. That would be retribution right there.
Talking about retribution, in Oakland, the Oakland A's one more year, and now the Oakland Ballers in the Pioneer League. Who's going to draw more?
I don't know. Anybody named the Ballers, I'd have to go see them. But what I was going to say is, my question is, can the A's average 5,000 or more people in attendance as a defunct franchise playing in the Oakland Mausoleum? I mean, that is just, I would rather see him go to Vegas, play in one of the two really good ballparks there. They have beautiful minor league, 13,000 seat stadiums. And I would rather see him do that than hang out somewhere where they're not wanted. I mean, that's just my personal opinion. I will say this, they're having the artist renderings of the new stadium at the site of the old Tropicana Hotel. That used to be my favorite place when I was young, Fred. I'd play swim up blackjack, the waterfalls on my back. Oh, that was the nicest place. Of course, the last time I was in the Trop was last year, and it wasn't quite the way it was in the 80s and 90s.
All right, let's talk a couple of NFL games this weekend right here on Sports Overnight America. Folks, you can email us, sportsfred@aol.com. The 49ers, 8-3, at the Eagles, 10-1. Last time I checked, the 49ers were 2.5 or a 3-point favorite on the road. Who do you like here?
That's a crazy game. I got to tell you, I looked at the opening spread in the Las Vegas Review-Journal on Monday. It came out as a pick'em game, and then it went to 2, and now it's at 3. The over and under went from 44 to 47.5. And I mean, I understand that, you know, the 49ers are really revved up because of what happened to Brock Purdy last year. You know, you're hearing all the noise out of Hassan Reddick saying, I don't know what they're so upset about. We kicked their ass, whether they had Purdy or not. You know, I just got to say, it's going to be one heck of a football game. Right now, I would have to take the 3 points with the home favorite. Home underdog, but the 49ers are a pretty awesome ball club. You saw how good the Dallas offense is. It's basically three good teams in the NFC. You got two of them in this game, and I think you saw Dallas last night. That's going to be very interesting. What's the other game?
Chiefs at the Packers on Sunday night. Ooh. Chiefs, about a 6-point pick here. Who do you like?
You know, the Packers really impressed me on Thanksgiving Day. To go into Detroit and play a game like that, and Love seems to be one of those kind of quarterbacks that we've talked about it, where one day he looks like he's got all the stuff you want, and then the next game he's not. Hard to go against Andy Reid. I'm going to go with the Kansas City Chiefs in this one.
What's the total?
Total is 42.5, which seems low to me, but it's a night game in Green Bay. It could be a little chilly too. But I like the over.
I think it's going over 42.5. Monday, the Bengals, of course, without Burrow at the Jags, 8-3. And the Jags are, 6.5, 7-point favorite here. Browning is not a bad quarterback, but obviously he's not Joe Burrow. So my guess is you're going to think that the Jags will win.
I love the under in that game. Fred, the over came out at 41 and went down to 38.5. Wow. And I see that as a Jacksonville winning 27-10, maybe 24-10. I just don't think Cincinnati's the same team without Burrow and the two defensive ends that are Hubbard and, you know, they're not playing either. So, I mean, I like the under in that game, but I would have to think Jacksonville, after what happened the week before, I think they're going to bounce back and play a good game. So I would definitely take the Jaguars in the under.
You know, on Monday Night Football this week, we had a 12-10 game, 4 field goals, beat Minnesota by the Bears. And then on Thursday night, 41-35 for the Cowboys. And look, I don't think the Cowboys are as good as Philadelphia or San Francisco. Yeah. But playing at home in the playoffs, they're going to be tough.
Oh, CC, I'll tell you what. CC Lamb looks unbelievable. You've got, you know, their whole receiving core was a crazy, crazy, crazy ball game. You know, it comes down to, can Dallas muster up a perfect game? I have yet to see them play a really good team, a solid team, and really come out and play great football. They were close last night, but defensively, to let Geno Smith go wild. My nickname for Geno Smith is Sammy Davis Jr., Geno Smith. He reminds me of him more. Maybe a little bit of my favorite old show with the Little Rascals.
All right. In 1 minute, one more question from Barron Sports Trivia. This one I found really interesting. You ready for this?
Yeah.
In 1948, you were just a kid then. You're 126. This player won the MVP and struck out only 9 times all season long. His wins against replacement, you know, going forward now, was higher than that. It was 10.8. He only struck out 9 times all season long. He's a shortstop, and he was also the manager at the same time. Who is
Lou Boudreau of the Cleveland Indians?
Lou Boudreau of the Cleveland Indians struck out 9 times all
That's
season
unbelievable.
Long.
That's, I mean, and if you really think about go ahead.
And no, I was going to say, and afterwards, folks, we find out his mother was Jewish, but it was hidden all those years. Life is weird, and certainly with what's going on nowadays, there's no argument about that. Hey, we're going to come back with Mike Richmond, Football Life, Nebraska Press, George Allen of Football Life, and then come back with more right now on Sports Overnight.
Hi, what brings you to the clinic today?
Oh, the baby's not feeling well. I think she might have a fever.
Ah, well, let's check her temp with the Exergen thermometer. You're right. These Exergen thermometers are very accurate. Reads 101.2.
Oh, gosh. Well, that Exergen thermometer sure is fast and easy to use.
Yes, and many doctors recommend Exergen for home use.
Exergen thermometers, backed by over 100 clinical studies, are available at Walmart and participating retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
Hey, I came as fast as I could. What's wrong?
Everything's okay. I just need you to know I'm glowing up.
You just texted SOS Get Here Now.
And I stand by that because I switched to Cricket and got the all-new Motorola Razr. I have entered my flip era, and I am glowing up.
I'm going to go back home.
I support that.
Switch to Cricket and get the all-new Motorola Razr for $199.99. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Must open a new line on a $60 a month voice plan. First month service charge and tax to its sale. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See CricketWireless.com for details.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Are you looking for a guilt-free holiday season? Check out 100calsnacks.com. With 100% natural ingredients and no sugar added, these snacks are low in carbs, but high in protein and fiber, and absolutely delicious. You'll get a kick out of the chocolate brownies with ashwagandha, and use code NOGUILT for 25% off your order. That's the number 100calsnacks.com. Get the energy boost you need with a potent dose of superfood for just 100 calories. That's 100calsnacks.com.
Hey, you. The one on the couch who just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's Sports Overnight America, along with Art Source. I am Fred. You can email us at sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Brand new book out, George Allen, A Football Life, written by Mike Richmond. And Mike, welcome to the show.
Great to be on with you, Fred.
Now, I grew up in Southern California, so I thought a lot about George Allen. One thing I didn't know, Mike Richmond, book, by the way, published by Nebraska Press, is that he was a great checkers player. In fact, he almost plays checkers against Albert Einstein. Tell me that story, please.
Sure. Well, Allen was in the Navy B-12 program when he was in college. He actually was part of that program in several different colleges as he worked his way through school. And the Navy B-12 program was to train for future officers who would eventually go into some type of combat situation in World War II. So that's why he was in the Navy B-12 program. So he ended up at Princeton University as part of that program. And Albert Einstein was an adjunct professor at Princeton, and Allen knew that. So one Sunday morning after church, he and a friend got on the bus, and they went to Einstein's house and knocks on the door, and this woman comes out. It was Einstein's assistant, and she says in a deep German accent, you know, Professor Einstein will be down shortly to see you. So he comes down, and as Allen explained it, this was actually from an interview he did in the 1980s with a guy named Steve Gubak, who was his press officer at the time for the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. He explained, Einstein comes rumbling down the stairs, hair flying, could have been wearing all these baggy clothes, and could have been pajamas or whatever, probably sweats. But so Allen says to him, Professor, thank you for meeting me here. I hear that you're a good checkers player. And so Einstein says, well, people say a lot of things about me, but that's not true. So anyway, Einstein says to him, we can still play checkers. We can still play a game of checkers. Did you bring a board? Allen forgot to bring a board, of all things. It was so antithetical to the way he carried himself throughout life. He was so preparation-oriented, and that showed in his days as a football coach. It was details, details, details. He knew everything about the opposing team. But in this case, he forgot to bring a board to play Einstein. So there's one little more tidbit about that story. So as Allen and his friend were leaving Einstein's house, Einstein made this sound, boom, and he spread his arms. And Allen didn't know at the time exactly what that meant. But Einstein was signaling that the atomic bomb was coming. That's what that whole thing was about. And because Einstein was consulted on the, I don't think he was like directly a part of the Manhattan Project, but Oppenheimer, I think, somehow spoke to him at some point. And is also his theory of relativity was key to the creation of the atomic bomb. But he knew that the bomb was in the making and this was going to be built. So he went, boom. So,
Mike, I have to tell you something. My cousin's a genealogist, and I'm actually a first cousin 10 times removed from Albert Einstein. That's no joke.
Oh, really?
She's a genealogist. So I wasn't a bad checkers player either. I don't know. Art Source, you're on with Mike Richmond, who's put together a great book, George Allen, A Football Life, written by Mike Richmond and published by Nebraska Press. Take it away, Art Source.
Hey, one of my heroes of all time, George Allen. You know, the future is now. That's what I remember about him. I also remember that he cut his teeth with a great coach by the name of George Halas as the defensive coordinator for the Chicago Bears. Now, we all know that George Allen didn't like rookies, right? Which is where the over-the-hill gang came in Washington, right, in that great rivalry with Dallas in the 70s. Never missed one of those games. But, Mike, in putting this book together, I look at George Allen as one of the most underrated head football coaches in NFL history, okay? I got to be around him with a friend of mine, Cedric Hardman, an old defensive end with the 49ers and the Raiders, who was his coach at Long Beach State at the end of his career. And so I spent a lot of time with George. Talk a little bit about George's impact on the NFL, defensive football, the 4-3 defense, and what he meant to the game.
Yeah, sure. George Allen, a major part of his legacy is what he introduced to the game. I mean, he was a pioneer on defense and special teams. He introduced schemes on defense that are still part of the fabric of today's game, the 5 and 6 man defensive backs, the nickel and dime defenses, respectively. on special teams. He hired one of the first special teams coaches in the NFL in Dick Vermeil in 1969, the same year the Eagles hired Marv Levy as their special teams coach. And Allen put so much more emphasis on special teams than his coaching peers did at the time. The other coaches, for the most part, thought it was like a facet of the game. Hey, let's just, you know, run out there and kick the ball and then just get off the field. Let's get it over with. Allen looked at it. He took it really seriously. So he was a pioneer in those two aspects of the game. But that's a major, major part of his legacy. Also, the fact that he's number three all time in winning percentage, a 7-12 winning percentage for coaches with at least 100 regular season victories. Madden is number one and Lombardi is number two. And in all 12 of his NFL coaching seasons, this is a phenomenal mark. Allen never had a losing season. And when you add in his two USFL seasons, he didn't have losing records in those years either. So in 14 years of pro coaching, never had a losing season. This guy was addicted to winning. So you mentioned the Chicago Bears, what he brought to them. He was first hired as the head talent scout with the Bears in 1959. And he was in charge of drafting players. And he had his eye on guys like Mike Ditka, who the Bears drafted in 1961, Ronnie Bull, who was the rookie of the year in 1962, great running back. 65 is arguably one of the greatest drafts in NFL history. Back-to-back, he had Butkus and Sayers, and there were two other players in that draft who were really good. Steve DeLong, offensive tackle, who opted to play in the AFL, was a one-time Pro Bowler, and also Jim Nance, running back, opted to play in the AFL for the Boston Patriots. He was a fourth-round pick. So Allen had a really keen eye for young talent. It's very interesting. When he got to the NFL, his focus was entirely on veterans, like you said, veterans, the over-the-hill gang. And I asked Bruce Allen, his son, who was very close to him throughout his coaching days and also was a ball boy for the Rams and later for several years with the Redskins, I asked him, why, you know, such a sharp eye for young talent as the head talent scout for the Bears? And then when he got to the NFL, it was a total focus on veterans. And the way Bruce explained it is, his father thought that was the fastest way to win in the NFL. At the time when Allen became a head coach for the first time, 1966, the pressure was starting to build on head coaches to, it wasn't what it is today, you know, one season and you're out. But the pressure was starting to build there, that more of an immediacy to win. And Allen felt it, and he thought getting those veteran players in on the roster would be the fastest way for him to win. And in fact, with the Rams, he made like 50 trades for veterans, among them Roger Brown, the great defensive tackle for the Detroit Lions, who later became a part of the fearsome foursome. And with the Redskins, though, he took that to another level. I mean, he was just – it traded rookies like a deck of cards. He acquired so many veterans through draft picks and other players, but he got so many veteran players in with the Redskins.
Mike, have you ever heard the great quote that Edward Bennett Williams, the owner of the Redskins, said, "I gave George an unlimited budget, and he exceeded it"?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. That was the famous quote by Williams at the Redskins welcome home luncheon in 1971. The welcome home luncheon was a time to welcome the team back from training camp. So this Williams made this remark after Allen had led the construction of Redskin Park, which was a $500,000 project, and it was state of the art for its time. And Allen wanted the best facilities for his players, the best fields, best workout facilities. He had all kinds of rooms in Redskin Park. We'd play racquetball or basketball, or whatever. He wanted everything that his players would want to become better football players. He wanted that for them. So yeah, Williams didn't really appreciate the big spending. And Allen actually didn't like that remark. He took it the wrong way. It was like, listen, you know, if you want a winner, you got to pay for it. And Allen, Williams had a tough time realizing that through the course of Allen's tenure as a head coach with the Redskins, because those two really clashed in terms of spending. Allen was a big spender. I mean, he paid a lot of money for those veteran players to come in. And that led to a lot of the antagonism between the two.
Folks, that's Mike Richman, the author of George Allen, A Football Life. Here it is. University of Nebraska Press, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. Tell me what happened. And again, I was in Southern California. I think Art was. He got fired by a great swimmer, Carol Rosenbloom, two games into the exhibition season, the second time he was there. I still don't know exactly what happened. What happened?
Ice Cream Chronicles.
He was fired two games into the preseason in 1978. See, when Rosenblum first hired Allen in January of 1978, he had Allen on a very short leash at that time. Rosenblum was so desperate to win a Super Bowl. The previous Rams teams under Chuck Knox, I mean, they were very good. They were making the playoffs every year. They made several NFC championship games, but they just couldn't jump over that hurdle of the NFC championship game and get to the Super Bowl. They were being knocked out in the playoffs by the Vikings, Dallas Cowboys. So he brought Allen in large part because Allen had this formula for beating the Cowboys. In his career, Allen went 10-10 against Tom Landry, one of his top coaching rivals. Nobody had that good a record, that 500 record against Landry, but Allen did. He had this formula for beating Landry. So Rosenblum wanted that from him. But he had him on a short leash at the same time. I mean, Rosenblum made several comments in the opening press conference when Allen was hired. I mean, you could kind of tell that he was very impatient. And he made kind of jokes like, well, if Allen doesn't win his first few games, we're going to have to reevaluate things or something like that. So he had him on a short leash at that time. At the same time, several of the Rams players didn't want Allen to be the coach in the first place. Isaiah Robertson, Rams linebacker, didn't like him. Pat Hayden, Rams quarterback, he didn't think too highly of Allen. Fred Dreyer, later the actor and really great Rams defensive end, he didn't want Allen. He wanted Don Coryell because he felt that the Rams needed a great offense, and he thought that's what Coryell could really deliver. They had the defense. They had really good defensive players. They had like a 3 yards in a cloud of dust offense under Chuck Knox. Dreyer wanted that offense. He told Rosenblum, listen, if you bring Coryell in, we're going to score 50 points a game. Well, Rosenblum didn't want to do that. He didn't want to relinquish a first-round draft pick to the St. Louis Cardinals, who still had Coryell's rights at the time, although 77 was Coryell's last season there. But so anyway, they lost their first two exhibition games. At the same time, Allen, yeah, there's no water policy, which the players hated. And at the time, the players were becoming a little more powerful in their say. And this, even the team doctor told Allen, listen, you can't be doing that. It's really dangerous in the Southern California summer temperatures. And Allen also had this policy, didn't like any trash on the field. Everything was orderly with him. He was a disciplinarian in that sense. He didn't want any trash on the field. He didn't want the players sitting on their helmets on the sidelines. He wanted them up and alert and watching practice and paying attention, whatever. So the players resented that. A lot of them did. And they went to Rosenblum behind Allen's back. And sure enough, after two exhibition games, he was fired. And it was just a ridiculous situation. They didn't want to accept Allen's ways, and he would have gotten them on the straight and narrow in terms of, I think, getting over that hump in the playoffs. He would have disciplined them enough to where they had enough focus and were able to really push through those playoffs with all the talent that they had, but Rosenblum didn't give him a chance. And the irony, obviously, is that the swimming joke that you made earlier, that the year that they went to the Super Bowl, Rosenblum never saw it. He drowned in, I believe it was April of 79. In that 79 season, the Rams went to the Super Bowl with a 9-17, by the way.
Mike Richmond, I think it's a great book, George Allen, A Football Life, published by University of Nebraska Press, Amazon.com. Thank you so much for appearing this night on Sports Overnight America.
Thank you very much, Fred. Appreciate you having me on. And anybody who would like a copy of the book, it's available through all the traditional means, including Amazon. But if you want an author autographed copy, go to my website, MikeRichmanJournalist.com, MikeRichmanJournalist.com. And Richmond is R-I-C-H-M-A-N. And that's my John Hancock signed copy that will be for you. My personalized copy is for you.
Folks, it's worth it. Go for it. Michael, again, thank you very much for appearing on Sports.
And I love that hat. I love that hat, Mike.
It's a great throwback.
All right, more on Sports Overnight America.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. I'd like to thank Mike Richmond, George Allen of Football Life, University of Nebraska Press. Pick it up. And Michael told you how to get an autograph copy. And it's certainly worth the things in this book. Never heard of at all. But let's talk about something that we open with. KNBR 680 in San Francisco, no longer having a local nighttime sports show after all these many years. It sort of was like the pregame to the Giants when the Giants were playing at night. Now I'm sure they're going to go to a syndicated thing. This is happening in radio, Art. You've been involved in radio much of your life. What's going on?
You know, it's like the way of the sports magazine, Fred. It just seems to be happening on a daily basis. You know, eventually you're not going to have any of the broadcasters for the radio broadcasters for the teams traveling with the teams. We're going to go back to the 30s and 40s, you know, where they're going to probably make it up in a studio. And I just, you know, you were talking about it as a kid. I mean, you know, the old 50,000 watt stations, your KFIs, your KNX, your KNBRs, they were like all the great teams had their broadcasts on that. And late at night on AM radio, you could listen to KMOX. I remember living in Columbus, Ohio as a 12-year-old and getting to listen to KDKA and the Gunner, you know, Bob Prince, and listening to the Marty Brenneman doing the Cincinnati games on WLW and Harry Carey and Jack Buck doing the games on KMOX in St. Louis. It was just a great time because baseball was made for radio. I mean, this is what made Vin Scully, God rest his soul. It was his birthday last week. Hey, Lee Trevino's birthday today, too. We got to get a shout out to Lee Trevino. What a great guy he is. But I mean, I'm real sad about this, Fred, because KNBR was one of those West Coast stations. And, you know, to see it kind of come to demise, and think of all the jobs, your job, my job, when I was in Phoenix and in Denver, KOA and KTAR, you know, doing local radio and sports talk. It was the greatest thing of all time because you were part of the community. You know, people would call in, hey, Artie, what are you doing? Hey, Fred, what's going on? You know, these were people that would call in all the time. And that's something that's going by the wayside. And it's a sad, sad byline in my mind.
Totally agree with you. And again, I grew up listening down here in LA to KNBR 680. Again, I have indicated I actually worked there a few days for when Rick Barry was off in the early 90s.
Did you ever do any shows with Rick Barry? Because some shows in Denver with him because when he lived in Colorado Springs, the guy had an incredible memory, much like Bill Russell on radio. I mean, he, you know, a little bit egotistical at times, but he was incredible. I mean, he just had this way of turning it on, and it was beautiful to see. We used to always talk about the way he shot free throws, granny style. It was amazing to me.
All right, we're going to turn this off. That's it for this hour of Sports Overnight America. For Mario, for Art, I'm Fred. Stay tuned all night long for more of Sports Overnight America.